Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin, and Jonathan Shippy Shipman is joining us right now as well. And we're going to impeach an NBA player. All right, I saw
Let's go on,
I believe it was the Fantolo page. If I'm wrong about this, and I saw it on Kevin Gray's Twitter, then don't get mad at me, all right?
I'm pissed.
I just saw it over the weekend, and sometimes...
Kevin's so nice.
I just want to try and give credit where credit's due on these things, all right? But it said impeach a player from the NBA, and I was like, oh, man, who would I actually go after? And Draymond Green was the first name that I could possibly come up with. That was the first name that I could think of, and I was like, I would take him away from the NBA, and the NBA might be a little bit better place. But somebody has to be that heel. And 877-881-1053, text in right now. I already see a couple of names diving in, Kevin, and I think I got the wrong one because my most irritating player in the NBA is not Draymond Green.
Now, a bunch of people are saying Dwayne Wade, but he's already out. So from the 817...
Can we impeach him, his history, then?
Yes. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Absolutely. Hard to say who I'd impeach. Wade is already out of the league, so I guess Durant. From the 214, LeBron. From the 817, I would impeach Kawhi Leonard. From the 972, another person who's not in the league, Meta World Peace. Okay, sure. From the 425, Dwight Howard. Ooh, can we wait until after the dunk contest? Because I want to see if the old man has still got it and if he can bring it in the dunk contest. But I think we're all missing out on this here. The person that I'm going to impeach out of the NBA is Anthony Davis.
What?
Why?
You don't like his eyebrows?
He's so good.
Or eyebrow?
Yeah.
Like he's literally one of the top five players in the NBA.
Exactly. And that's why he has to go.
What?
All right. People are looking at this from the wrong perspective. People are like, well, you have to get rid of this person because they suck or that blah, 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 blah. Okay. I get all of that. But I'm looking at it from a different perspective. You're probably set up right now where if you make it through the first round, you would play the Lakers in the second round of the playoffs. Now, the Lakers without Anthony Davis are a much easier prospect than with Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is too good, and he's going to stay with the Lakers, and he's going to bring the next wave of superstars to the Lakers. But if he's just gone, banished from the NBA, who do you want to go play with? Do you want to go play with old man LeBron, or do you want to go play with the new big thing in the NBA, Luka? Because they can be like, ooh, I can play with Anthony Davis and play in Los Angeles. Not anymore, you can't. Now you can come to Dallas and play alongside with Luka. So Anthony Davis, you're out.
Shippy, do you agree with this Anthony Davis thing, or do you have a different approach to this?
No, I would...
Why do you love the Mavericks?
I do love the Mavericks. Oh,
do you?
Kevin's accusation is pretty clear, but I'm going to let you make your statement here.
I would, first of all, I'd want to keep Anthony Davis. I think eventually he'll come to his senses and somehow end up playing with Luka Doncic.
Makes sense.
Oh, okay.
He knows what's good for him. Just like the Greek Freak.
Oh, both of them.
Yeah.
All right. I like this.
Can I impeach the salary cap so I can make that happen?
Man, that right there. That is a smart decision. Get rid of the salary cap so that owners like Mark Cuban can spend as much as they want on championships.
And then Milwaukee's screwed.
Absolutely. Actually, he's not an owner anymore. He's an investor, I think.
Oh, my God.
Something like that.
We can't call people owners anymore.
All right, Shippy, I like that. You're getting rid of the salary cap.
Getting rid of the salary cap.
Or the luxury tax, if you will. All right, I'm good with that. The beard. I keep seeing the James Harden's name come in, and I know exactly why. It's not because he is an irritating player. Listen, if I'm gonna make a list of irritating players, Jeter's one of them.
Yeah,
Mike Trout's one of them.
Oh,
Manu Ginobili was one of them.
Sure,
Tim Duncan was one of them. Dwayne Wade and James Harden. James Harden irritates me to no end, and everybody knows why. he draws more fouls that you think should are acting than you've ever seen in your life. So that's a guy right there that I'm perfectly fine impeaching from the league. But Kevin, a Dukie is on this list too. one of your great Dukes is
Grayson Allen
is on this list.
Oh, Grayson Allen.
No, not well. Grayson Allen. Yeah.
Is he matter enough to get impeached?
Nah, he's gonna trip somebody out of the
league.
He's
like the dude who plays like pickup basketball that you're like you're gonna hurt somebody. You know, like just the way you're playing, you're gonna hurt somebody.
Yeah, you're the guy that's gonna end up poking somebody in the eye for playing bad defense.
Or break somebody's arm or leg or something.
Kyrie Irving. And they say that he's a cancer.
Because he thinks the world's flat.
Yeah, somebody said the world's not flat.
Is that the reason why? Like, is that what people hate about this guy? Or is he an actual, is he a problem? Is he a real problem guy?
For sure. He's absolutely
because
a problem.
He thinks he's better than he is, or because he is better than he is, or I mean, he's emotional.
Look at that. I don't think the problem is he thinks he's better than he is. I think he's just as good as he thinks he is, but he wants to make sure everybody knows it. And that's a problem. So, like, when he was with Cleveland, I mean, he hit the shot that won them the championship, and he was like, this should be my team, and I'm the man. And he was mad that LeBron went there to begin with, even though it ended up with a championship. And he's like, I'm out. And then next stop, going to Boston, I thought he was going to take over the world, and he was, like, slowing down the progression of some of the young kids, which you can see now that he's gone. And he's like, I'm out. So now he's in Brooklyn, and his running buddy is still not ready to go, and Kevin Durant. And so he doesn't have another bully that he can work with. Like, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant might be the two most sensitive elite players in the NBA, and they're going to band together. But one of them's not ready to go just yet. So Kyrie Irving is ranting and raving and yelling at people. And so, yeah, no, he's absolutely a problem.
From the 214, I kind of like this is a bold take. Yeah, Steph Curry, because the year he hit 400 three-pointers, it ruined the NBA because now you have centers shooting like 30 to 40% from three, and that's not normal basketball.
Yeah, and youth basketball, all they want to do is shoot threes now, too, or so I'm told.
Oh, yeah, dude.
From all the dads that love my dad jokes.
Oh, absolutely, Shiffy. My kids are all playing, and I got kids shooting from half court all the time. See? I'm like, you can't even make it that far.
That's the new layup line.
Yeah, and my
half
son,
court line.
They're not even doing layup drills anymore. They're just shooting from out there.
You know what? I like it. It's progressive.
No, because my son, he's always talking about his handles. And I was like, why don't you work on making a shot? He was like, oh, my handles were on point today. And I was like, yeah. Then I saw you doing some rain dance out there, just clanging things left and right. And
for three way downtown.
I think that is fair. Wow, this is interesting.
Oh, my, he's not on fire.
From the 469, Kyrie is an Odell Beckham Jr. replica. Oh, what does that mean?
Is he
married or anything? Or
what do you mean?
Oh, they mean
kind of a diva
for the drama.
I think that the other thing about the three,
I don't think you could say drama queen though.
The other thing I can think about the 3-point shooters and the big time, you know, the big guys. I compare that to everybody trying to hit home runs now in Major League Baseball. It seems like they just forgot about the simple play of hitting the ball and getting on base. And now, hey, if I just hit a home run, that's a run. I don't even have to worry about anything else. It's always a run. So I don't even. But what about if you get three guys on base and then somebody hits that home run? What about that moment? Because that's really going to put pressure on another team.
Okay.
Like if I get 6 2-pointers, yeah, it's 6 points, right? Hold on, 12 points.
Hold on. Did you just what?
But if I can defensively stop somebody from making a couple shots, even though they make a couple threes, then it's all like I'm still going to put pressure on them while I'm scoring points.
From the 214, I would impeach Chris Paul because he cries too much, and then things go to a totally different level. From the 972, I really want to punch Westbrook in the face. All right, look, we're just impeaching people right now.
Too far.
This is just based on our own thoughts and our own words, not based on anything else that's absolutely happening in the world right now.
From the 817, impeach Lucas so y'all will stop being homers and actually do a good show.
All right.
Oh,
wow.
Of all the absurd
that
things,
right there.
I get yelled at all the time for being a Luka hater.
Rightfully so.
So either I'm a Luka hater or I'm a Luka homer. It like it has to be one or the other, right?
Kevin, I just saw this.
Kevin, better not say Luka, so help me God. See?
This is a note on Jalen Smith, Kevin, that I just saw from Jane Slater that I think you need to know.
Oh, no.
Are we impeaching him?
Cowboys linebacker Jalen Smith tells me Jerry Jones personally called him to tell him he made the Pro Bowl. Also invited him to meet the new coach, Mike McCarthy, at the press conference. Smith wasn't in town, but called, left him a message, hasn't heard back yet. Also tells me he hasn't spoken to new defensive coordinator Mike Nolan yet, but excited to work with, feels like guys have the right mentality right now. That is from the Pro Bowl. As Jalen Smith is currently at the Pro Bowl getting practice in. But
I kind of want to impeach Jalen Smith from the Pro Bowl.
Called Mike McCarthy, has left a message, hasn't heard back from him yet.
Good. He's got to call his good players first.
It's a guy that right there, I think that Mike McCarthy's playing this right. Okay, I finally talked to my quarterback. He's going to be one of my leaders. The guy didn't even have he didn't show up to my press conference. All right.
Is that important?
I think if Jerry Jones invites you, you need to be there.
Okay.
You know, it's one of those things where, look, hey, maybe you need to be on time for meetings. Maybe you have to be there for these things. You have to do things that are extraordinary to be a leader on a team, Kevin. And if you're not willing to do those extraordinary things, then you can be a part of it, but you're not going to be a leader. And I think that you have to go out of your way to do some things sometimes. And maybe that's a little bit of a signifier. But I mean, again, everybody's starting with a clean slate with Mike McCarthy. It's all, you know, there's no bad news, bad blood yet. So he's just leaving it out there. All right, let's see how these guys respond to some of the games that he might be playing with them. I'm interested to see. Dude, it's a new era. It is no longer the Jason Garrett era. This is something new, man. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. I don't know.
I mean, it's possible, but that's okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.